This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, August 8th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums. As schools across the area prepare to welcome students back this month, the thoughts of many turn to kids. In a few minutes, Christina Thomas takes us to the Skydive Sky Ranch to learn about the 4th annual Skydive for Kids event benefiting the Child Advocacy Center of Benton County on August 17th. But first, a few other nonprofit events that are taking place this month. Friday will be a cool summer prom night at the Fayetteville Town Center that benefits the Kendrick Fincher Hydration Foundation. Pig Suey Scramble Party Happy Hour and Silent Auction Reception will be at the Arkansas Alumni House on August 15th. You can register and learn more by going to arkansasalumni.org. The 20th annual Will Golf for Kids and 6th annual Color of Hope Gala benefiting Arkansas Children's Hospital is scheduled to take place the weekend of August 23rd. The golf tournament is during the day, the 23rd and 24th, at the Kingsdale Golf Complex in Bella Vista. The Color of Hope Gala, Saturday evening, at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. The Memory Maker Triathlon will also take place that weekend. Saturday the 24th, runners, bikers, and swimmers will have two race options, an Olympic and sprint distance, to compete in the name of the Alzheimer's Association. Savor the Flavor is Monday, September 3rd at several different restaurants in downtown Fayetteville. The proceeds from Savor the Flavor go to the Washington Regionals Faith in Action.
Wolf Grohlke remembers his first time to skydive.
When the door opened, my mama didn't raise me to do this. It's nuts. I'm 10,000 feet off the ground. This is crazy. But I went ahead and put my foot out anyway, and when we left the airplane, I went from this absolute total terror to absolute jubilation in about 3 seconds. And during free fall, I didn't care if the parachute opened or not. That's how much fun it was.
After 29 jumps, Wolf decided he was a better pilot than a skydiver and is now the owner and operator of Skydive Sky Ranch in Siloam Springs. He has well over 13,000 hours flying skydivers and says the Sky Ranch has conducted close to 150,000 jumps in its 24 years. Now, Wolf really just enjoys watching others have fun.
Actually, it's just a blast. And the people you meet are from every walk of life. You can have an attorney and a concrete worker on the same load. And in the sky, they're just skydivers. They're not a doctor or attorney or a guy that lays bricks, it's a whole different. So you run into people from every walk of life with a common interest, and that's to have a whole lot of fun.
Beverly Engel wasn't even in the room when Wolf said that, but echoes that sentiment, saying that it seems to be on everyone's bucket list, whether a sous chef, an executive, or a law enforcement officer.
I mean, everybody, gets off and they go, I want to do this again. I really have never seen so much exhilaration, and people just, they love it. And, it's on so many people's bucket list, and it's always so surprising to me every year to see the people who really, do this and want to do it.
Beverly is the executive director of the Child Advocacy Center of Benton County. This 4th annual Skydive for Kids event will benefit that organization. She says she got the idea for this event from similar ones conducted by CACs around the nation. Her board of directors was a little leery at first.
We have attorneys on the board about the liability, and they were really concerned. And all of those things after talking with Wolf and assured us. And of course, there are things that people do have to sign. And no one under 18 can jump. We have so many young people who cannot wait. I mean, they are like, cannot wait till their 18th birthday so they can come jump. We've had family groups. Grandmothers, daughters, granddaughters jump, so it's been a really great event for us.
The way it works is that a person signs up to jump. Each skydiver is expected to raise $1,000 by asking coworkers or community members to donate to their jump. Beverly says it works out nicely for the organization because the heavy lifting is done by the volunteer jumpers. She gets to do the fun stuff, like talk to Wolf and plan the event. It's the individuals who are raising the money. With 30 jumpers last year, the CAC raised $40,000.
Our majority of our funding really does come from this community, which we love because these are our kids, and I feel like that people, Wolf can pick up the paper and see where someone's being arrested and go, oh my gosh, we had a part in that.
A bit about the Child Advocacy Center. It was founded in 2000 and does just what the name implies. serves as an advocate for Benton County's children. If a phone call comes in to the Arkansas Police Hotline with allegations of child abuse, representatives of the CAC meet the child, connect with the family, with trained forensic interviewers for the children. Think Law & Order SVU. The week I met Beverly, the center conducted interviews with 30 children.
Our goal is that a child be only interviewed by one person. Before the CAC, they were interviewed by each, you know, maybe a couple people at the school if it happened, you know, disclosed there. They were being interviewed by each of these separate agencies. But at the CAC, those people are in an observation room. And the people that are involved in the investigation observe that interview by closed circuit. And so they can see the live interview taking place, you know, there.
They also have a medical staff so that if a child needs an exam or medical attention, they can get that in that same location. Last year, the CAC saw 772 children, which really pulls at the heartstrings. Somehow, I got talked into skydiving for kids, and I wanted to meet who I'd be jumping with. See, the skydivers at the event typically jump tandem, attached to the front of an instructor who will be primarily working the parachute. I'll be fastened to Brad Barnett as I jump from the open door of a perfectly good Cessna 182 at 10,000 feet above Siloam Springs. Over 4,000 jumps later, Brad still remembers his first time.
Nervous, anxious, scared, but you have to have trust in the people around you that they know what they're doing. And that's kind of what I do here as a safety and training advisor, is I overlook the safety of all the gear, all the personnel, and as far as training is concerned, make sure that everybody knows what they're getting themselves into, and make sure that we're safe and we all come down and are able to do it again.
Beverly Engel with the CAC won't be jumping. She'll be on the ground watching with the public. Yep, the public is invited to bring lawn chairs and watch the jumpers as they ascend back down to solid ground.
You kind of learn where you can kind of see, you'll kind of watch the parachutes coming down and when they open, and you can see a lot of them like turning flips, and it's just really amazing. And then as they get closer, at first it's just a little dot, but yes, right over here by the, in the field, and they just come down into that field.
Lunch will be available for $5, and a performance by kids from the School of Rock will also take place. They say that in 24 years of business, the Sky Ranch has only had about a dozen people chicken out. Wish me luck. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.